T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good evening. Here we are, WTIC Rant Line time. As always, you are invited to call and react to the rants in real time, or make a comment about something else that we discussed, or make a comment on something we should have discussed. 860-522-9842, and don't forget the rant line number, 860-751-4698.
Good afternoon, Todd. Just wanted to rant about Joe Biden and his VP pick. I hear everyone talking about it and how wonderful it is that he chose a black female. I think it's pretty disgusting that she's the VP choice based on her skin color. It seems like the Democratic Party is doing exactly what they're always accusing everyone else of doing, and that's judging people based on skin color or other identity reasons. I have biracial grandkids, and I'm really hoping that when they get older that they will be judged on their merit, on the fact that they're kind and they're compassionate people and funny and smart. There's really never any reason to judge anyone on the color of their skin. But it just goes to show what disgusting human beings the Democratic Party has become.
So is it racist on its very face? Would you say this obsession with the race of the people who get nominated in the Democratic Party? Because this is the crux of what their business model is. That is to be the party of minorities and to make policy to benefit minorities. It certainly represents a total distortion of our system, doesn't it? Of the idea of free and fair elections, if what you're doing really is trying to benefit your voters with the policy you make. 860-522-9842.
This is Rob from Wallingford. You know, I think you guys on TIC should start stressing Lamont's failures, and there have been many of them. And I hear you speak about his failures, but I think you guys need to be a lot more specific. So one, PPE for the nursing homes during this COVID-19 crisis. Number two is the unemployment and the way unemployment is being serviced in the state. It's completely out of control. And then the way, again, he's managing these executive orders related to COVID. And finally, this electric problem, okay? Clearly, the commission members that have been appointed, he's appointed them. He knows what they're – well, if he doesn't know, he should know what they're up to. But anyways, his failures have been many. And I think you guys need to start stressing them. And I'm hoping that my fellow citizens here in Connecticut are paying attention to this and are going to start voting out the Democrats come this next fall.
Well, that would certainly be glorious, and certainly it is long overdue. And we'll see if it happens right now or if we have to wait another 2 years. Oh, please let it start now. Let it start now. 860-522-9842. Mike from Hartford, you're on WTIC. Hi.
Well, I got a strange letter today from Donald Trump Jr. So, you know, one of these registration national opinion surveys. You know, my father did great things and all that. But I'm going to read you part of the letter. All right?
Okay.
Your participation is important because your survey document was assigned and prepared specifically for you, and it must be accounted for. Got a registration number and district code. Gee, oh boy, oh boy. Must be accounted for. Well, you know, what if I don't send it in? What if I don't agree with this document? You know? Now, there's a lot of hooey, these things, usually. They're certainly not going to send the black helicopters, I don't think.
Well, who is it from? Does it say who it's from?
Donald Trump Jr.
No, no, I mean, who authorized and paid for the letter? In other words, is it part of a...
What's National that? Republican Congressional Committee. Attention,
okay.
Donald Trump, right on the envelope.
Yep.
I'm sure he's going to look at it personally.
Yeah, well, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. They've just used his name.
It's from him, signed by him.
Well, it says it's from him, but it's from the National Republican Congressional
Trump
Committee,
Jr.
which is...
It's under his name, signed by him. Now,
yes, but that doesn't mean he... Mike, that doesn't mean he even knows that the thing got done.
Talks about how under his father.
No.
You think he's not talking
about
his
state,
father?
No, state facts, Mike. There is a signature on the piece of paper that purports to be his.
Yeah.
And it obviously wasn't signed by him. It was signed by a machine. And somebody programmed a signature into that machine, which may not even be Donald Trump Jr.'s.
Well,
right?
I have no way of knowing. I would guess that it is one of those pitches where they're trying to get you to give some money. No question about that. But isn't it scary to you if you got a letter from the president's son? Now, I understand this. You mm-hmm. understand this. But a lot of people don't. When they get this kind of
right.
thing, you're participating.
No, I think it's inappropriate. I agree with you. I agree with you. It's inappropriate for the National Republican Congressional Committee, which is a, you know, that's a group of Republicans in Congress who are trying to campaign to get congressmen from the Republican Party elected or reelected. Yeah, that's
inappropriate.
It's intimidating.
For the president's son to use his name to be used in that way.
Well, the only difference you and I have is for you to blame it on the president's son when the president's son may know nothing about it, Mike. We have no way of, don't say it's his signature when you have no idea whether he authorized it or not. That's all. Let's grab a rant line, then we can do another phone call.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Good afternoon.
I have two comments I would like to make to you today. The first one is that very often you say what a horrible job Governor Lamont has done concerning the virus for our state. And I'm just wondering, if that is so, why is it our numbers are so good? It is one of the best in the nation. Connecticut's doing very well.
Well, right now it is. Right now it is. That's like saying you're doing a great job losing weight because 5 years ago you lost 10 pounds. And since then you've gained 50. The state got hit early. The tragedy of COVID in Connecticut is the fourth worst results in the country. The fourth highest death rate in the nation is in Connecticut. And 70% of those people are over the age of 70 and held captive in nursing homes or assisted livings. How can you call that a victory? Are you nuts? And the simple logic of the fact that it started in New York, flowed down into Connecticut, flowed down into Massachusetts, flowed into New Jersey, making those four states amongst the worst in the nation at the beginning. Can you not understand that this is over the long term that the reaction to COVID gets judged? And tiny little Connecticut has the fourth highest death rate in the country. That is appalling. And the fact that the governor, all he did was imitate a bunch of instructions that were dispersed by the federal government, like all the governors did. All he did was imitate what he was told to do by the people in Washington. The leadership would have been, had he done something to protect vulnerable populations. The most vulnerable, of course, those being people in nursing homes. Did you see the report from Yale that came out today? Lack of PPE, lack of testing, is why the death rate was so high in nursing homes. things the governor could have done something about. If he had any imagination and if he had any leadership ability, those are things he probably would have done. 860-522-9842. Lee in Cobalt. In what?
Cobalt.
What is Cobalt?
Part of East Hampton.
Where's?
Sir.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I haven't heard that one before.
Well, first thing I'd like to say is greetings from one of my most favorite callers you have from George. But the reason I'm calling is that I want to call you out on something, and maybe you could tell me that I'm wrong, but you keep calling it the Democratic Party, not the Democrat Party. Am I wrong in that assumption?
You are wrong, yes. Yes, you are. No, I do call it the Democratic Party because that's its name.
But they're Democrats.
It is named. Well, yes, they're Democrats. It's like Republicans are the GOP. But the official name of the party is the Republican Party. But it's still okay if you call them the GOP. The Democrats are officially the Democratic Party. That's their name.
Okay, then I stand corrected. I do.
Yes, and I know it's good that you bring it up because what's happened is that mostly radio talk hosts want to insult the Democrats and separate them from the idea that they are Democratic, because they are not. They are not small D Democratic. They are big D Democratic. That is, their official name is Democratic Party, but they are anti-democratic in terms of what they stand for. They stand for big government, which is anti-democratic.
Right,
so talk
Democratic
hosts
is like, it's like an adverb. It's like it's saying what they're doing, not what they are.
Yes, but that names are, you know, you can build a brand around anything.
Well, they built a brand.
The nature of branding is, well, sure. So the branding of Democrats is that they care about people, but their business is in doing destruction and running up huge amounts of debt. So if bankruptcy is kind of loving and compassionate.
Way. And I'd like to also say that that candidate you had on, Pam, I can't remember her last name. I live in Cobalt. She's in Cheshire, so I'm sure I won't be voting for her. But if I lived there, I would be. She was very articulate.
Good. Good. I'm glad you liked her. Pam Salamone.
Salamone. Okay.
Yes. It sounds like a fish.
Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing what happens to her. Is she in a congressional race? Or
no,
a
state rep race. Yeah, legislative. She's running as a Republican for a seat that's in a district that Republicans have the ability to win. So it'll be interesting to see.
Is she taking running against an incumbent, or is it,
she is? Yes. Yes, Liz Linehan, who's who knows in a legislative race.
Who
it depends on how.
If you know offhand.
Liz Linehan.
Oh, okay. I know that name. Yep.
Yeah. Well, she's been on with us a lot. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Lee. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. That's how we roll here on WTIC.
Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Do we remember all the things she had to say about Joe Biden while she was running?
Well, I don't know about
all that
of them.
Stuff she said was actually true.
Yeah, that's true.
But, of course, now, no, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's a good guy. And don't worry, because he's not going to be around that long anyways, and I am going to be president. So if you're voting for Joe, well, you're really voting for me to be president, not Joe. Let's talk about affordable housing. If you like your neighborhood, your suburban neighborhood, we can enjoy it now because you're going to kiss that one goodbye. Your energy bills, if you think they're high now, wait. You haven't seen anything yet. Taxes too high? This is just the beginning. So now, all you people who decide that, gee, Joe Biden's a good guy, I'm going to vote for him,
mm-hmm.
well, they got you fooled.
Well, there are a lot of people who are fooled. There's no question about that. 860-522-9842. Where are we? We've got to get Brian in Farmington. Hi, Brian. Yes, Brian.
Todd. Haven't talked to you in a couple of years because I used to call you all the time.
I know. Where you been?
I'm so glad to hear it because I used to talk just the way your attitude and talk is now. That's the way I've been trying to get people to think for a long time. But listen, and this comes right from Tom Scott. You can ask him next time he's on. It's the Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party, because they are far from democratic. That's our form of government, is democratic. The parties are Democrat and Republican.
Well, if you search Democratic Party, type it into Google, and what you'll find is all kinds of, for example, here's Wikipedia, History of the United States Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is the oldest voter-based political party in the world and the oldest existing political party in the United States, formed in the 1830s. Yeah. Here's a Massachusetts Democratic Party popped up. Connecticut Democratic Party. Democratic Party, Britannica. History, definition of beliefs of the Democratic Party. That's what they're called. Their name is the Democratic Party.
Next time Tom Scott's on, because he's the one that said it. Next time he's on, you got to consider the story.
But there,
those are all liberal.
A lot of people get confused about it because there is a certain strain of conservatives who don't allow you to say Democratic because they want it to be called the Democrat Party. And they go out of their way to say the Democrat. Like Rush does this, I think. And the purpose of it is to anger Democrats, I think, and to marginalize them in a way, which I approve of that. But it's just not a game I want to take part in.
I take a lot of faith in what Tom Scott. In fact, I worked with Tom Scott during the tax fight, income tax fight.
He says
it should be labeled Democrat Party.
I don't know what he means when he says should be labeled. Yes, sir.
But listen, like you said, Todd, you are 1,000% dead on. It's never going to change in this state, unfortunately, because there's no such thing as a conservative. Unfortunately, not in government either.
Well,
but it's
there's no such thing as. I don't think there's any such thing as never either, Brian. Thank you for the call. Please call more often. I miss you. It's WTIC, rant line, phone calls. We're having our fun.
Hi, I just want you to know, I happen to be a Finn, 100% Finnish person.
Finnish, okay.
And I need you to know, just in case you're interested, the word Kamala, K-A-M-A-L-A, her name, in Finnish means hideous. Very, very bad.
Uh-huh.
The worst that you can do.
Wow.
If my grandmother ever said anything was Kamala, oh, my, were we in trouble. It was so bad. Bad, 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 nasty, bad person. Okay, thank you.
All right, you learn something every day.
Hi, I just wanted to say I just sat down to watch my favorite show, which I learned about from you, on Newsmax. And unfortunately, they're playing a live speech by Kamala Harris. And to my horrible dismay, and I just want to say she makes me want to gag and throw up. She's so fake. And if anybody buys her nonsense, it's going to be so sad for this country. So just wanted to get that off my chest. There's nobody here to talk to.
Well,
thank you.
That's what the rant line's all about. You just dial it up, 751-4698. You're off and running. Let's go to Patty in Naugatuck. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I just wanted to say, in regards to early voting and mail-in ballots, the first one, to go around the system, bring it to the box outside of your town hall and put your ballot in there, or actually go and vote. That would help us not overwhelm the post office. And the other issue was in regards to Vice Presidential Biden in the presidential debate coming up. You know, it's not scheduled to September 29th, and I'm sure that was strategically placed because I think they're hoping that people will go on their memory. You know, they might be busy going about their day and not paying attention to enough of the news. And actually, you know, when you do see Vice President Biden, he's brought out very controlled setting, very short amount of time, so that people are aware of.
And with a teleprompter, by the way.
Yeah, and he still has, you know, difficulty with sentence structure, memory recall, and recognition and recall of the proper words. So it's actually a very sad thing. But I just wanted to say that I think if you really had a lot of faith in your candidate, you would want early debates. And they're hoping most people vote by then, so they'll get a lot of earlier voters in, so they can't go back and change what they already did.
Patty, thank you for that. Yeah, so the first debate isn't till the end of September. I didn't realize that. Because I believe the first state that does its early voting is doing its early voting in like 6 weeks before the election.
This is Jerry from Storrs, and here's my rant. As the Twilight Zone episodes continue in the Democrat Party on police accountability reforms, I think there should be an accountability bill put in place for two inept politicians, Governor Nerd Lamonte Python and Senator Crybaby Huey Bloomy. Both should put a muzzle on it, not a mask. That's all I have to say about them two losers.
Oh, I forgot to say there. I was doing a little reading. There was a, I'd forgotten this. There was a Democratic Republican Party. That's how these names got their start. The Democratic Republican Party. It was started in the 1790s by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. And eventually they split. The Democrats went off to become the Democratic Party, and the Republican side of it became the Whig Party. The non-democratic side, I should say, became the Whig. So those were the two spinoffs. So the word Democratic goes back to the Democratic Republican Party started in the 1790s. There's your answer to how that happened. Whoa, I love this hour. We take calls, we do rants, we have guests. So much fun.
Obviously, you don't have to be, your parents don't have to be citizens for you to be a citizen, or the term anchor baby wouldn't exist. And Chinese people wouldn't have the technique they use where they come over pregnant right when they're about to give birth, just so their child can get citizenship. So obviously that caller didn't have any clue what he was talking about, which is kind of hard to believe that this day and age you wouldn't know that.
Well, actually, it's because in the clause in the Constitution that defines the prerequisites for qualifying technically for the White House. It says no person except a natural born citizen. And it's that undefined phrase, natural born citizen, that actually opens up cause for confusion. But you're correct that we treat anybody born in this country as a citizen. But that's different from a natural born citizen. So when there's clauses like this in the Constitution, you have to go back and investigate and find out what the intention was of the founders when they put that language in. And in order to discern that and figure out which way it falls, you would have to have a court case, which there hasn't been. So the Supreme Court, there have been lower court rulings on what a natural born citizen is, but not a Supreme Court ruling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.